Time now for the Saturday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Your Fairfield area weather forecast, calling for a slight chance of showers and storms, partly sunny skies with a high of 83. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news. Our lead story. GOP Representative John Shimkus announced Friday he will not seek re-election for the Illinois 15th Congressional District next year. The district serves most of the listening area. Shimkus, who has served in the House since 1997, said while his tenure in Congress has been an honor of a lifetime, he is looking to spend more time with his family. He is a native of Collinsville. The stunning announcement came as candidates began to circulate petitions next week. The 61-year-old Illinois Republican sits on the powerful House Energy and Commerce Committee. He would have been the most senior member of the panel, eligible to be chairman if Republicans retake the House in 2020. Shimkus is the 10th House Republican to announce plans to retire in 2020. He had been raising money this year to run again, with total receipts of $257,000 in the quarter ending in June 30th, and nearly $1.2 million in his campaign account. During the same period, no Democrat reported any fundraising to oppose him, according to Federal Election Commission's records. First elected in 1996, John Shimkus won a 12th term last fall by 42 points. President Donald Trump carried his 15th district by 46 points in 2016. More news after this.
Are you thinking about changing jobs and want to make good money with benefits? Come to Champion Labs' hiring event at their Albion, Illinois facility on Tuesday, September 10th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to talk with them about a job. Champ is looking to fill machine setup, fork truck, and assembly positions. Champ offers good pay with increases and you're paid weekly. Benefits include insurance, paid holidays, vacation, and 401k to support you and your family. If you are interested in assembly, machine setup, or other skilled opportunities at Champ, stop by their Albion, Illinois facility. Visit champlabs.com or come to Champ's hiring event on Tuesday, September 10th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Champ is where you can find a great job with an opportunity to personally grow and advance. See you on September 10th. Champion Laboratories in Albion is an equal opportunity employer. You can also find them on Facebook at Champion Laboratories Incorporated. Wabash Christian Therapy, Hamilton Memorial Hospital, and Wabash General Hospital will be having a Patient Appreciation Day at Wabash Christian Therapy Office, located 1112 Oak Street in Carmi, on Wednesday, September 18th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They will be serving free pork burgers, hot dogs, and drinks. While you're there, sign up for door prizes that include a battery-powered Jeep, RTIC soft-sided cooler, and $100 gift card, plus giveaways. All of their patients are invited to come for lunch and visit with the providers and staff.
And now, the rest of the news. The Elm River Chowder will take place today at 12:30 at the Chowder Grounds. Volunteers are welcome at the grounds to help cut vegetables at 6 a.m. The cost is by donation, and chowder will be cooked over a wood fire. No glass or plasticware should be brought for chowder pickup. Illinois officials are suspending road work at over 120 sites around the state to ease traffic congestion for the Labor Day holiday. IDOT announced Thursday that work would be suspended from 3 p.m. Friday to 11:59 p.m. Monday. The list also includes sites where roadways remain closed or lane reductions will continue to be in effect, and a link to it may be found on our news headlines page at WFIWradio.com. Motorists should still expect delays and allow extra time for trips through the affected areas, and should consider alternate routes to avoid the work areas altogether. Officials urge motorists to pay attention to the changed conditions and signs in work zones. Drivers should also obey speed limits, not use mobile devices, and remain alert for workers and equipment. Grayville Days 2019 continues throughout the rest of the weekend. Activities for today, Saturday, are from 6:30 to 9:30 a.m., Churchman's Breakfast at the First Christian Church. At 8 a.m., the Carmi Guardian Center Firecracker 5K Run Walk Challenge. Registration for the challenge is from 7 to 7:45 a.m. at the depot, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital will hold a dynamic warm-up before the Firecracker 5K. At 9 a.m., Vendor and Craft Fair, downtown. At 10 a.m., the winner of the Baby Derby will be announced at the stage, as well as Kids Time, a magic show at the stage. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Grayville Senior Citizens Luncheon at the center, and the parade will begin at 3 p.m. From 6:15 to 8:15 tonight, Garrett Biggs will perform. And from 9 to 11 p.m., Monsters of Yacht, 70s soft rock. And finally, 10 o'clock p.m. tonight, the fourth button drawing, $150, with 5 minutes to claim the prize. Frontier Community College will offer a four-week beginning cake decorating class during the month of September. This beginner's class will cover the art of decorating from the ground up. Students will learn how to make frosting and fill piping bags, and they will also learn about various decorating styles such as borders, writing, flowers, and textures. Beginning cake decorating will meet on Wednesdays from 6:30 until 8 p.m. in Bob Boyle's Hall, and the class will meet for 4 weeks from September 4th through the 25th, with Heather Gerch instructing. A native of Nebraska, Gerch has multiple years of cake decorating experience. She graduated from Metropolitan Community College Culinary School with an emphasis in baking and pastries, and she decorated cakes at a bakery for 4 years prior to moving to Fairfield. The half-credit course will cost $26 with the PM tuition reduction for in-district students enrolled in 4 credit hours or less. Individuals 60 or older pay only the $16 in fees. Students will also need to purchase a $35 supply kit from FCC that they will use during the class and keep afterwards. The supply kit includes decorating tips, cake scrapers, and turntable, plus more. For those looking to advance their cake decorating skills, an intermediate cake decorating class will be offered during the month of October, and registration is open for this class. To register for a class, call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. Bilingual teachers from Spain will be working in 19 Illinois districts this school year. Kim Howard has more.
The bilingual teachers are part of an exchange program with 138 participating. State Board of Education Director of English Learners Sam Aguirre says the Spanish and American teachers will learn from one another and students will benefit in the classroom.
This definitely helps out because then we have native speakers of Spanish that are coming into the state with very high proficiency both academically and linguistically of Spanish, of course, and they can provide that instruction to help our students build towards the objective of true bilingualism.
This is the 22nd year Illinois has participated in the program. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The killing of Trooper Nicholas Hopkins in East St. Louis last week continued what has become the deadliest year in nearly 100-year history of the Illinois State Police. Illinois State Trooper Jason Wilson reflected on the events of 2019 in the history of the Illinois State Police.
Yeah, the heartbreaking thing is that for the Illinois State Police, this right now is the worst year for losing troopers in our almost 100-year history. We're founded in 1922, and we're almost at 100 years, and this is the first time in history we've actually lost 4 troopers in the line of duty. And unfortunately, Trooper Hopkins was part of the SWAT team down in the East St. Louis area. He went in with a team member on a high-risk search warrant, and shots were fired, and he unfortunately was struck and fatally injured from that incident. And it's just... it's a shockwave that does go throughout the entire state. We are one family. And even talking about losing Deputy Chisholm down in Fulton County, everybody that wears a badge feels that, and it just hurts. Mm-hmm. And so, it's a very unfortunate and semi-unbearable time that we're going through right now.
The death of Trooper Hopkins marks the first time in more than 30 years that an Illinois State Trooper has been shot and killed in the line of duty, and the first time in ISP history that a member of the ISP SWAT team has been killed in the line of duty. And some Illinoisans are encouraging state leaders to put the brakes on the rollout of new 5G wireless technology. The Illinois House Cybersecurity Data Analytics and IT Committee held a hearing Thursday on the topic of technology and 5G in Illinois. 5G promises higher speeds, higher capacity for connected devices, and better efficiency than current technology. However, toxicologist Dr. Paul Heyru of McGill University in Montreal told lawmakers he has serious reservations. Heyru has studied the health effects from electromagnetic fields and radiation and says 5G greatly increases the risks. He explains that 5G infrastructure requires a large number of smaller cell systems installed within close proximity to one another.
increasing the amount of radiation, making it as a beam, and further supporting what is called the Internet of Things, which is a plan to put radiation everywhere to saturation. All of this is a very bad idea from the point of view of human health.
Both the wireless industry and the Federal Communications Commission say 5G is as safe as current technology. However, a 2016 government-funded study linked radio frequency radiation to cancer in rats, and in 2011, the World Health Organization suggested that cell phone radiation be listed as possibly carcinogenic to humans. And the river stages, as of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 10.30 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.23 foot with a 15-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 7.40 feet. Its flood stage is 18 foot. Bumpus Creek at Browns reads 1.18 feet, and the Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi has a reading of 10.78 feet. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
I get fresh granola every day from the supposedly clean glasses in the dishwasher.
Oh,
now that's tough.
My family gets a warm meal every night right from our lukewarm fridge.
Oh, mine too.
You poor dear.
My washing machine rocks. It's two rocks. I just bang them on the clothes.
That can't be good.
What are you gonna do?
The Bad Appliance Support Group is sponsored and remedied by Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Don't suffer through. Relax, release, replace. Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield and Carmi.
This is Ethan Kaiser with Trust Bank. Legacy is defined as something received by a predecessor. To the wealth management team at Trust Bank, your legacy is an important piece of your financial plan. We understand how hard you have worked for your assets and how generous you are. Trust Bank wants to help you create a plan that allows you to make a lasting contribution to a charitable organization of your choice. We truly want your legacy to be something that lives on forever. Give Trust Bank's wealth management team a call at 618-395-4311 today.
Area Deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 81-year-old Wayne City resident Gary Ray Warren died at 2 p.m. on Thursday, August 29th, at his home. He was a farmer. Gary Warren is survived by his wife Betty of Wayne City, daughters Kimberly Warren of Fairfield, Mary Johnson of Sisney, and Jessica Warren of Fairfield, sons Kevin Warren of Sisney, Kent Warren of Jeff, Terry Moyer of Fairfield, and Keith Moyer of Sims, as well as 15 grandchildren, 31 great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren, and one brother, Dale Warren, of Fairfield. Funeral services for Gary Warren will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home with burial in Pin Oak Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 until 7 p.m. on Tuesday at the funeral home. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of all arrangements. And just a reminder, obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's area forecast, calling for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies with a high of 83. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Here's a look at the Fairfield area weather. Today, just a slight chance of showers and storms, especially after 1 p.m., so during the afternoon hours. Partly sunny with a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 67. Sunday, just a slight chance of showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 87. For Labor Day on Monday, sunny, high of 85. Tuesday, sunny, with a forecast high 89, some locations could get to the low 90s. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny, but it will be cooler, looking at a forecast high of 81. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 88, our low this morning was 68. And currently in Fairfield, underneath the cloudy skies out there, it is 68.